Psalm 120, A Song of Degrees. In my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, and from a deceitful tongue. Which shall be given unto thee, or which shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? Sharp arrows of the mighty with coals of juniper. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Do you need help? Are you in distress? Cry out to the Lord, and he will hear your cry. Are you entangled in sin? Are you surrounded by liars and phonies? Cry out to the Lord, and he shall deliver your soul. Do you feel out of place, like one that no one understands, dwelling in a strange place? Cry out to the Lord for his mercy and righteousness to keep you in the way of life. Oh, the tongue! What a small little member of the body, and yet it boasteth such great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. It defiles the whole body, and it sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. The wicked go astray as soon as they be born speaking lies, just as their father the devil, the one who abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. He speaketh many lies, for he is a liar, and the father of it. For who is a liar, but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, that denieth the Father and the Son. And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And so we cry out like David, and we say, Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. If you love the truth, and you love God, and if you love peace and the peace of God, just be ready. And don't be surprised if the world hates you when you speak the truth of God and His Word. No one understand that the world hated Jesus before it hated you. Why did they hate Jesus and seek to kill Him? Because Jesus spoke the truth about the world and testified openly that the works and ways of the world are evil. And so they sought to kill Him. A man that told them the truth. Are you for peace? Do you desire to see people turn to God and be reconciled to Him? Well, so did Jesus. He was the ultimate peacemaker, for He is our peace. He broke down the middle wall of partition between us and took away the enmity in His flesh. And He made peace by the cross, and He preached peace. And yet, when he spoke, they were for war. And so let us know and understand that if Jesus suffered for speaking the truth, that we too shall suffer persecution. Sometimes we feel like David, and we cry out, and we say, Woe is me, that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. My soul hath long dwelt with him that hateth peace. Sometimes it can be wearisome. But let us be of good cheer. For our great peacemaker, the man of truth himself, our Lord Jesus Christ, hath overcome the world. And so let us wait on him, and keep speaking the truth in love. And let us bear the reproaches of those who reproach him. And the Lord shall renew our strength in him. We shall run and not be weary, and we shall walk and not faint, and we shall speak and walk in the truth of Christ, no matter what the cost. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Psalm 120.